Robin Beagles giving her first ever interview in Nigeria. Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigerians, especially with people who are called to supremacist Nigerians. They feel they are more Nigerian than you and I.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The special assistant to the president on digital and new media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio.
Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the executive secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council.
The senior special assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on public affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Eniolua Aboyeji.
We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Don't so quickly.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofo.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
Can the PDP resolve its crisis in time to contend in 2023? We've all been watching the various court battles and chairmanship struggles rocking Nigeria's main opposition party. And our question today is whether these problems will stop the party challenging for power in 2 years. It brings me to our big hard fact for the day. A Rivers State High Court barred Prince Uche Secondus from parading himself as PDP national chairman. And then a Kebbi High Court overturned the order. And then a Cross River High Court overturned the overturning. So we have three state high courts giving three different rulings on the status of Secondus and the PDP chairmanship. Is there possibly an end in sight to this confusion? Joining me to help answer this is the state chairman of the People's Democratic Party. I hope he has finally joined us. Is he here yet? No, he's not. Okay. But well, eventually he will join. And when he does join, the People's Democratic Party Rivers Chapter Ambassador Desmond Akawo, when he joins us, we will have a conversation with him. We're also going to be talking eventually to two other stakeholders in the PDP. I'm talking about a frontline Lagos PDP member and strategist, Demola Olarenwaju. He's been on the show several times. We'll also be talking to a member of the PDP e-registration committee, another friend of the show, Ose Aneni. So we'll talk to them as well as the show goes along. But Lagos, let's start with you. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Give me your questions for the PDP chairman from River State for when he does join the conversation. And of course, what are your thoughts about the situation in the PDP? As the main opposition party in the country, do you think that they can resolve their crisis in time to contend in 2023? Okay, let's talk to Baba G up first. Baba G is in Badagry. Baba G, how are you?
I'm fine, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, you are talking about PDP, whether they can resolve their crisis before the election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to start with, I'm not a card carry member of any political party. But if you look at PDP, they've been having crisis upon crisis. You remember? And they resolve it. There was a time 7 governors, about 5 left. You know, they contested too. And even the ruling party, you know, party shifting left, they contested that one. So the conflicted judgment, you said, and the court of equal jurisdiction, I think yesterday, Chinese television, the CGN, invited the three of them to come and settle it. I believe, I'm not a lawyer, whether a conflicting judgment, you are equal. How can one give judgment to upturn it when you have equal jurisdiction? I don't think it will all go well. And for Prince Uche Secondus, if they ask you to go, because I understand PDP has elected another acting chairman until their convention. Just pipe low. At the end of the day, if they put their hands together, you will still be a party member, not a situation you must destroy the party. So I don't know the angle is coming from. And I heard that they zone it, they may zone it to the north. I don't know how true. And people said, why can't you zone it to the south? If APC zone it to the south, PDP will zone it to the south. You know, politics is game of number. What PDP is there to do, to zone it to the north, because APC wanted to zone it to the south, and southwest, they've positioned themselves. And if you ask me, Babaji, I'm from south-south, I don't think it's a turn... Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's a turn of southwest. I must be sincere here. Chief Olusegun Obasanjo ruled for 8 years. And the vice president from southwest is going to complete 8 years now. The speaker is going to complete 8 years. How on earth you want to cheat one section, the southeast? Even there are problems there. You would have allowed the southeast, you know, to come. So if PDP said, okay, let's just do it this way, let's go to the north, they like their own candidate, they will vote for their own candidate, so that at the end of the day, probably, if that person go for only 4 years, they turn it to the southeast. I don't know whether that is their game plan. I said it. I'm not a card carrier of any political party. Let's wait and see the game plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Baba G, for calling. Mike in First Stack, hello. Hello, Mike. Mike is not on the line anymore. But incidentally, we do have our guests who were supposed to be for the second half of this conversation on the show at the moment. So let's just go right to them. So like I said, we have a frontline Lagos PDP member and strategist, a friend of the show, Demola Olarinwaju. Welcome back to Hard Facts, Demola.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And next, we have a member of the PDP e-registration committee, another friend of the show, Osei Aneni. Welcome back to Hard Facts.
Always a pleasure, Sandra.
Okay. Now, Osei, let me start with you. Why is the party fighting to get rid of Uche Secundus as party chairman?
I don't think the party is fighting. I think what you're seeing is just a passionate expression of our desire to rescue Nigeria from the clutches of the APC.
Okay, Demola.
That's my final answer.
Demola.
Yeah, I actually agree. I agree because I think, you know, the fact is that Nigeria doesn't yet have a very strong political culture, and that's why, you know, everything in politics is seen as a conflict or a crisis. Yes, it could be a conflict, it could be a crisis in a way, but it's not, it's politicians. Everyone has their own aspirations, everyone has their own ambitions, and, you know, your ambition doesn't negate mine. It's in conflict with mine, but it doesn't have a right to stand, you know, more than mine. So I'm pushing my own position, you are pushing your own position. That's what it is, you know, in politics. So, I think that's what's going on, basically. And I think it's healthy. It's healthy for the party. If you ask me, I think, you know, things had become too quiet. The party had become too relaxed, you know. So, yes, you need some spark. This is the exact kind of spark you need, you know, within the party to carry on with that into the election.
We've all been hearing about the alleged rift between Secundus and Governor Yusuf Mwike. Osei, let me start with you and I'll come to Demola with the same question. Governor Mwike has in the past been very critical about the way the National Executive has handled party matters and responded to public issues. Do you agree with these criticisms, Osei? And if you agree, what do you think has been behind the inertia by the National Party?
Well, I think, you know, you ask a very interesting question, and I think it's sort of, let me try and answer this properly. I think what you sort of are seeing is, Wike is an executive governor. In Rivers, he's sort of like number one. He's a very, very strong political character. But the problem is that, you know, and Demola spoke about a conflict. The problem is that the PDP is a very, very democratic party that isn't owned by one person or isn't beholden to one godfather, like you might have in different some of the other political parties. So what I sort of read in this is, you know, where you have a strong character assuming that he can impose his will on a democratic, a very democratic process or a very democratic system. And I'm using the word strong and not dictatorial, because there's nothing with being strong-willed or being forceful in trying to, you know, push your ambition or your vision through. You know, the tension, like Demola sort of alluded to, is that the PDP, because it's so democratic, you must have a way of building consensus. And I think what has happened after Wike initially tried to butt heads with Secondus was that you saw this consensus building. You know, they went back and strategized. And what has resolved is the party has taken a position and not an individual. So that's what has happened.
Jamala?
Yeah, I mean, that's it for me, you know. PDP, you know, in addition to being a democratic party, like Ose mentioned, is also a party of, it's a party of divergent personalities, you know. And we all know, you know, Governor Wike's personality is a very strong personality. He wants, you know, a more, you know, vibrant political party as an alternative to the APC. So, you know, he perhaps wants, you know, the party to move in a different direction from the direction it's currently moving in. The good thing is that, you know, at the point where a few things happened, you know, initially, at that exact point, the party, the party's internal crisis resolution mechanism or internal conflict resolution mechanism kicked in. Party elders waded in. And like, you know, former Vice President Atiku Abubakar said at the NEC meeting on Saturday, you know, the beauty of the PDP is that, you know, you have enough statesmen, you have enough elders who will wade into anything at any point before it becomes a crisis. And I think that's the good thing. But like I said, you know, I'm happy personally that, you know, something is happening. There's some excitement in the air, you know, going towards 2023. I think, you know, it's very important for a political party not to become too relaxed, you know, in whatever they are doing, you know. So I think, yes, that this is good. And I think that, you know, PDP will be stronger for it at the end of the day.
Now, at the same time, you have other voices who claim that some governors like Wike and other party leaders have been undermining the national ESCO due to their own 2023 ambitions. What do you say to that, Demola?
Oh, well, I think, you know, I don't know about undermining, really, because, you know, the party chairman is the party chairman. And we all know that Wike and Secondus were best of friends. They are from the same political camp, from the same state, you know. So that's why I'm, you know, I was looking forward to hearing from the River State PDP chairman also, you know. So if he feels, if I don't think, you know, undermining, because, you know, he's the governor of River State. You have a party chairman, you have the entire NWC. What you know, what I would add to that is that Governor Wike is a passionate PDP member. Those of us who like him, you know, we know that, you know, he does a lot for the PDP in terms of what people want to see. He's a different kind of personality. He brings the kind of energy that people want to see sometimes in a political party. He funds the party, you know, in his own way. He's an important member of the party. And, you know, apart from bringing the votes from River State, you know, you can always trust him to deliver the votes from River State for the PDP. So I think, you know, he's an important member. His voice might be louder than the voices of others, but those others still have a voice. I do not think, you know, the NWC has at any point in time been undermined. You know, I just know that Governor Yesom Wike is a man who does things, whatever he believes in, he goes all out for it. And, you know, he's somebody to be commended, really. He's an asset to the party.
Ose, do you agree with this or do you have a divergent view, especially given Governor Wike's strong criticism of the ESCO? Do you think there's room to question the party's readiness for general elections in early 2023? I mean, the party has lost 2 national elections in a row. Are there things the PDP needs to do to be competitive in 2023?
Well, I think we already are competitive. Yes, we lost 2019 and 2015, but we won the Edo State election. I think what excited me even probably more than the Edo State election was that we won a by-election in Kaduna State, home of one of the stronger APC political leaders. And, you know, and I think what again, as expressed by Wike, what the PDP sort of like showcases is that you can have divergent opinions. I've had passionate debates with members of the PDP who feel that perhaps the PDP should be playing the type of scorched earth opposition politics that the APC played in 2015 to devastating effect. And I'm in a different camp. I feel that the nation is at such a tenuous position that we have to be a little bit more responsible than the APC was, just because we don't want to tip the nation over the edge. We can't, you know, lean so heavily on propaganda and fake news. We can't be so divisive as our polity has been, you know. And, you know, it's, you know, Demola spoke about a conflict resolution mechanism, and people need to understand that this is not something that is, it's not an ad hoc or a knee-jerk response. It's built into the DNA of the PDP. We were formed during the military regime in 1998. And one of the things that this conflict resolution mechanism sought to avert at the time was to keep our democracy at such an even keel that we would never have the specter or the shadow of the military darkening our democratic doors ever again. You know, so we've had this process inbuilt into our DNA that kicks in whenever there's a crisis that seems to threaten not just the party, but possibly even the nation's democracy. That's what we saw happen over the last couple of weeks. And that's what I think will stand and save Nigeria literally from the slide into autocracy that we seem to be headed towards.
How come so many of these battles for leadership within Nigerian parties end up in court, though? We don't see this in many other countries, Osei. I guess there are power tussles, but they end at the party conventions. You don't hear about factional chairmen and court cases. I'm talking about Nigerian parties in general, though, not just PDP. APC just had a similar wahala with Oshiomhole, and I had their stakeholders on air as well talking about the crisis in their party as well. How come our own robust democracy always ends up with factional declarations, court cases? Isn't that a sign of lawlessness? Why can't Nigerian politicians just follow the rules of their own party?
It's curious that, you know, seeking justice in the courts would be seen as a sign of lawlessness. And you talk about a robust democracy. I would say it's a young democracy. I had a debate where someone compared the PDP to the ANC. And I reminded the person that the ANC was founded in 1912. It's almost 100 years old compared to the PDP compared to our democracy, not even the party, that just started in this iteration in 1999. And then you sort of see evolutions in our democratic space. You've seen evolutions in our electoral process from 2007, where the PDP president, Yar'Adua, said this election was flawed and we're going to have to improve it. And we've seen every president from Yar'Adua in 2007, there was an PDP electoral, pushed through an electoral amendment in 2010. Jonathan signed the latest electoral amendment that we currently are using on the eve of an election that ousted him out of power. And the point is that it's not just even reflected just in the electoral process. If you recall the impasse we had when Yar'Adua was sick, and there was this lacuna about who is the president and he hadn't handed over, the constitution was amended to say that if after 21 days there isn't a transfer of power, the National Assembly has to step in. And in the PDP, for instance, I can recall, and it's funny when you talk about going to court, so in the PDP, your ward cannot suspend your national chairman. He has to come up to the EXCO, to the National Executive Committee. Because we had issues where, like happened with Oshiomhole, you'd have a conflict with someone in your ward, your governor perhaps, and you would be suspended for a flippant reason at your ward level. So these things, I don't think are signs of failure or weakness of our democracy. I think they are signs of progress and growth. They are uncomfortable, but, you know, almost like teething pains when a baby starts developing teeth. They are necessary, I think, to strengthen our democracy.
Demola, do you agree or do you have a divergent view?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't just want to parrot everything he's saying, but it's actually the truth. You know, these things evolve. I would just say that, you know, if you, I mean, the judiciary itself, you know, under this government has become, you have a judiciary that is almost as harassed as the PDP. So you wouldn't be surprised, you know, that, you know, judges can do different things. And then you have a court of coordinated jurisdiction trying to come up with a nullifying order, you know, against what another high court has issued. If you remember, the PDP was in court at a time that that was a crisis. I think, you know, that qualifies to be called a crisis when we had, you know, the Ali Modu Sharif issue, you know, versus Ahmed McAfee. And eventually, you know, it went all the way to the Supreme Court. You know, it was a major issue. The PDP was hanging in the balance, basically, of the judiciary. But we thank God that, you know, at the end of the day, the Supreme Court, in its wisdom, you know, aligned with what the majority of the party members were saying. And it's part of the evolution that is going on within the PDP, and which, you know, has been reflected in the polity over time. Right from 1999 all the way to 2015, when the PDP left power, you had those evolutions within the electoral system, like Ose mentioned. And that also affected the judiciary. You had, you know, a lot of modern reforms. If you remember, the Electoral Reforms Committee under Yar'Adua that Ose mentioned was actually headed by the former Chief Justice of Nigeria, Justice Mohammed Weiss, who, you know, at his level, after retirement, he had seen, you know, a lot of electoral issues. And so he brought some sanity. So you had PDP leaning on the wisdom of those kind of men to modernize the judiciary and to help the cause of justice in Nigeria. What you've had since 2015 has been the reversal. You've had the homes of judges invaded. You've had, you know, all sorts of accusations being thrown at judges. You've had court orders being made and being disobeyed. So with that kind of judiciary, you know, I think, you know, so I think your question speaks more to the kind of judiciary that we have under this government rather than what kind of party the PDP is. Because, you know, yes, and I understand that, you know, recently, the Chief Justice of Nigeria, you know, invited some Chief Justices of some states, you know, to Abuja to discuss, you know, this issue of the issues. I mean, so it's more of an embarrassment, really, to the judiciary. The politicians
than to the party. Okay, so which of these?
Than to the party.
Which of these conflicting court orders does the Lagos State chapter of the party recognize?
well, I mean, the truth is.
Very quickly, I have to take a break.
Okay, our leader in Lagos, you know, Chief Body George, has spoken quite clearly on this matter. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants Secondus out. He wants Prince Uche Secondus out.
So which of the court judgments does he recognize? The one that kicks him out?
Well, as far as we are concerned, you know, the acting chairman of the PDP presently is the one that was ratified at the National Executive Council meeting. Okay. And Elder Yemi Akinwumi is the acting national.
How about Edo State, the Edo State chapter? Which one do you recognize? Which of these conflicting court orders do you recognize?
I think we will defer to the former national chairman, Uche Secondus, who said he would recognize the Calabar court order, but would seek to vacate in court. So we would defer to Secondus's superior judgment.
Okay, Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 24 minutes past 5. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Can the PDP resolve its crisis in time to contend in 2023? That's the question we're asking today. We've got party stakeholders on the show with us. We're still expecting, we're hoping he joins us, the River State PDP chairman. Party chairman, Ambassador Akawo. Hopefully he joins before the show ends at 6 o'clock. And I know you have questions, Lagos. You'll get to ask them when we come back from this break. We're streaming live on Facebook, on YouTube, and we've got WhatsApp where you can get in touch as well. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away. Yes, indeed, we are back. And the question we're asking today is, can the PDP resolve its crisis in time to contend in 2023? We were hoping we could talk to the chairman of the PDP Rivers chapter, Ambassador Desmond Akawo, today. But unfortunately, we've not been able to reach him, even though he agreed to be a part of this conversation today. Thankfully, we have some other stakeholders from the PDP who have joined us. We've spoken to them since we started. A frontline Lagos PDP member and strategist is here on the show today, Demola Olarenwaju. We also have the PDP e-registration committee member, another friend of the show, Ose Aneni. They've both been talking to us about the crisis in the party. They've talked to us about why the party seems to be fighting to get rid of Uche Secondus as party chairman. We talked about what they thought about the criticism from Wike of the national ESCO. You know, I asked them if they thought I don't even think I asked this part of the question, but has the PDP ESCO been asleep at the wheel? I'll come back to get their answer to that particular question. And then we also talked about the voices that claim that governors like Wike and other party leaders undermine the ESCO because of their own ambitions. And we talked about Wike's strong criticism of the ESCO, saying that the people who say that because of the things that Governor Wike especially continues to say, there may not be room for the party to get its act together by 2023. I mentioned that they've lost two elections in a row. Ose mentioned that, well, they did win Edo State elections. And then I talked to them about who they recognized as the PDP chairman at the moment, which court ruling, because there are three conflicting court rulings, right? So which one do they recognize? Demola says he recognizes Yemi as the acting chairman, and Ose says he's going to toe the line that Uche Secondus has laid, which is where he denies stepping down from his position as the chairman of the party, but he will not be chairing their NEC meetings until all of this is resolved. Now, would you say, Demola, that the PDP ESCO has been asleep at the wheel?
Sorry, I didn't hear that clearly.
Would you say that the PDP ESCO has been asleep at the wheel?
Has been caught asleep at the wheel?
Yes.
Well, I don't think so. I just think, like I said, a lot of people want the PDP to play the kind of opposition politics that the APC played in the past, And the PDP, present PDP executive is clearly not, they are not in tune or in line with that. We've seen some aggressive defenses, from the PDP when CGN was removed. We've had cases of, street protests and so on, but some people want more. I don't think, that the executive has been caught sleeping at the wheel, as you put it. But, I do think also that in politics, at certain points, you need to be dynamic. You can adapt your strategy to the exigencies of the moment, And, for me, I would like to see more activity. I would like to see more proactivity, the kind that, the kind that we saw from Prince Uche Secondus, in the past 2 weeks, he was in Mina and then he was in Ota to see Chief Olusegun Obasanjo. And of course, that makes some of us wonder that, you could have done these things. We want to see a PDP chairman who's more proactive in that direction. So yes, maybe not as wild as the APC went at the time, but I would like to see more activity from the PDP National Working Committee and the PDP generally, especially because the issues are, our very nationhood is at is on the line present as it is, under the threat of this present government. So I don't think they've been caught sleeping at the wheel. I think their mannerism or their their way of doing things was fit for purpose at a certain time. But I think, you know, as we approach the 2023 elections, PDP needs to step up its game. People have been saying that, and I agree with that. And I believe, you know, that this process will definitely lead to that.
Jose?
I don't think they've been sleeping at the wheel. Like I said, it was this NWC that pretended the Edo State election victory. And also the by-election in Kaduna. I'm a member of the PDP e-registration committee. And, you know, when I hear people talking about a lack of engagement with the party, I point to this e-registration exercise. Now, the thinking behind it is that we want to have a process, a democratic leadership process that allows citizens, you know, take part in the selection of leaders within the party, of candidates within the party, before we present them to the public for elections. And, you know, what this e-registration exercise is supposed to do is to democratize this primary selection process, so you don't have godfathers and leaders with strong wills and deep pockets dictating who gets what. So I would urge all of you, you know, if you are concerned about the caliber or character of you know, candidates that parties present, you know, join the PDP, you know, go to ionpdp.com. And, you know, when we have primaries, you can take part in the selection of who eventually becomes either your senator, House of Rep member, and even your president as well. If there is a lacuna that I could point to, and it's one that we have been very vocal about and one that is being addressed, it's that the PDP hasn't engaged enough, I think, with young Nigeria. There's this demographic that never knew the military rule, and they were born after 1999 and are now ready to vote. And I don't think the PDP is being deliberate in saying that, you know what, we want to present candidates and a vision that speaks to your aspirations and your visions. And like I said, it's being addressed. I would just like to see it be a little bit more proactive and a little bit more ingrained into our systems than it currently is. It seems to be a little bit more reactive currently, but if that's fixed, then I think there would be sort of like more of a meeting of minds between what we, the party, want to do for Nigerians and what young Nigerians want for themselves.
I've got a question here on WhatsApp. Let me try and weed out a lot of the messages. Will the PDP primaries be direct primaries or indirect primaries? If not, what will the party registration be used for? Jose?
I answered that just now. I don't think we'll have direct primaries. We've just had Anambra. I don't know if we'll be able to roll out in time for Ekiti. But we do hope that by the time we are doing primaries for the presidential election and all other primaries in 2022, we will be implementing direct primaries across the board. So go and register if you want to take part in the selection of our leaders.
Okay. Lagos, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Oseaneni is here. Demola Olarenwaju is also here. And I told you that a River State High Court barred Prince Uche Secundus from parading himself as PDP National Chairman. And then a PDP High Court overturned the order. And then a Cross River High Court overturned the overturning. Can the PDP resolve its crisis in time to contend in 2023? 9.3. Hello.
Hello, my excellency, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is Azubike.
Azubike, very quickly, we don't have time. 1 minute, go ahead.
Okay, the question that I have to ask my guest is that I want to actually know what happens by Uche Secundus for the PDP members. They are forcing him to left office because I have Uche Secundus once at a time in the news headline. That they have, that the Senate, we always expire on December. And I want people to enlighten so much so that I can be able to know where I stand. Because the President Sandra, when I learned that the CDP lost a few elections, I myself, I did not disagree with him.
Okay.
Because why I disagree? PDP won the two elections from 2015 and 2019. Only once in this current administration, they won power by all means. That is the reason why they have a lot of irregularities. And PDP, they don't want to cause a crisis in Nigeria. That's why they accepted the result. So I disagree with you.
Okay.
If members in that city, they can be able to clear the public, I can be able to understand them more. Because
no.
when board of trustees, former board of trustees chairman came to our studio here, he heard what he said about the 2015 election, which is the judge. So with no PDP, they have not lost the two elections. They don't accept the results due to the masses of the Nigerians. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Ezedum in Surulere is on the line. Ezedum, welcome.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening.
I am Ezedum from Surulere.
You've got 1 minute.
My good way to you.
Mm.
I am happy with the step the Chief Judge have taken, the CJM have taken. I believe the PDP will resolve the issue. I believe the issue in PDP is for the rescue of Nigeria in 2023. Sandra, sincerely telling you, I want to tell you that yes, Onwuike have fought for PDP. Remember when PDP fell into the wrong hand? Yes, Onwuike single-handedly fought Alimoli Sheriff and rescued PDP back. That is why he brought Uche Secondus. But when Uche Secondus came, Uche Secondus mismanaged PDP. Let me give you one example. The issue of PDP, the crisis in Southwest, was heavily caused by Uche Secondus. Sandra, when Ayo Fayose was the governor of Ekiti State, Ayo Fayose act as the leader of the party in the Southwest then. Why did Uche Secondus fail to accept the leadership of Seyi Makinde of Oyo State? Uche Secondus introduced crisis in PDP in many state chapters. Even when Governor Onwuike, who the school PDP, advised him, Uche Secondus refused. That's why all Nigerians who have massive goodwill in their hearts must support Neto Onwuike to rescue PDP from Uche Secondus. Because if PDP did not get it right, Sandra, Nigeria will pay for it in after 2023. So I support the interim management of PDP now. I don't want Uche Secondus. I'm not a PDP member. But to be sincerely with you, for Uche Secondus to present over the PDP and see what the way they disrupted a state governor of Oyo State, who is the popular governor, who is the leader of the party in Southwest. The PDP convention in Southwest is supposed to be held in Ibadan. But because of the politically supported Ayo Fayose to insult and degrade Seyi Makinde, who says the conduct approved this convention for the PDP rally to be held in Oshun State. But God proved that he is God. Seyi Makinde and his men have their way. That's why I say Nigerians must support Onwuike and the progressive in PDP to rescue Nigeria. Ezedum from Surulere.
Thank you very much, Ezedum, for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from Ezedum. Speaking of Onwuike rescuing the PDP, where does Onwuike get the money to fund the party, you say?
I'm sort of like taken aback by the question. He assumes that Onwuike is funding the party.
He's not?
You're telling me he is?
Demola, is he funding the party?
A PDP is too big for one person to fund. One person cannot fund the party. I'm sure he plays his role like every other governor or like even every other member. You know, I'm sure he contributes to his party in Edo State. I contribute to my party in Lagos State. So, you know, I mean, PDP is too big for one person to fund.
One of you said earlier that he funds the party. That's why I'm asking the question. I don't remember who now.
The party. You can't discount what the contribution that Onwuike makes to the party.
Okay.
You know, so, and his voice is louder than the voice of other people.
I see. Okay. Lucky's on the line. Lucky's in Adola, Deku. Lucky, hello, how are you?
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for hearing from me today.
Go ahead.
In fact, this topic is a very good topic you bring this evening. And I must have to appreciate this guy that you bring to the studio today. He really spoke my mind.
Okay.
especially that first call about Baji.
Okay.
You know, what the man really said now, Owuke is my fan, really. But you, if you are doing things, if, no, it's not good that when they clap for you, they'll call boo you again. What I'm saying is that, yes, you have tried for Olumudu Sheriff. But as the man really said, I'm still telling everybody we let you hear, PDP is too big for one person to control. PDP is a Nigerian. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I tell people, you cannot trace PDP. Say this is the owner of the party. You can never. So if a wicked want to take it, at the end, he's going to lose. Because PDP is not ordinary party that wants somebody hold. At least what the last man just said. You try, the guy tried for the beginning that time. But when you, everything have limits. When you reach up, you come down. So if the whole party said, let it go to wait that October. If they want to remove, you should remove him. Not one person. One person cannot control PDP. PDP is Nigeria. So I'm to commend those guys you bring to the studio. They spoke my mind. Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you, Lucky, for calling us. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, welcome. Go ahead.
I want to thank the two people at the stadium there. Your studio, I mean. Yes, PDP is a national party. Onyeso Nwike is my man. But I want to tell him, please, after all the good job you did with PDP, you want to spoil. Like that guy said, one person cannot come out and say, yes, I will do this and PDP will spoil. No, it's not like the other people.
Hello, Chris? Oh, please call us back if you can. We've got Alakpe from Sabo who says, PDP should forget coming to power in 2023. Nigeria and Nigerians have since rejected them since 2015. Look, no amount of conflict resolution that might come up in PDP. Nigeria has sacked them for life because they can never be trusted anymore once it's been tested for a whole 16 years. All these they are doing are just time wasting. Instead, PDP coming to power again, I'll rather tell APC to continue or give another new party a chance in 2023. All right. Ahmed from Lekki says, ask your guests what they can say about Uche Sekondi's visit to Obasanjo and Ibrahim Babangida, who majority of Nigerians believe mismanaged Nigeria when they were in leadership positions. I wish I had the time to ask my guests, but unfortunately we are out of time. We've got more people here. Sandra, the parties do not look like groups that have the will of the people in mind. That's why they go about trying to create an empty and confusion, all just to be leading the party and all to settle their selfish interests. All right. Thank you very much for sending in your message. But Demola and Oseanani, thank you so much for your time this evening. You've been so great. We will get in touch again to see how this has been resolved. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Lagos, that's all the time we have. The news is up next. And after that, conversations with Rufai. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Find me there. Those were Hard Facts, Lagos. Good night.